This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Yes, live, I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. The Video Game Review, which I began more than 15 years ago, we take a weekly look into the world of video games, and even though Sports Byline is a sports network, we talk about all video games, and we're also proud to be on SB Nation Radio, and also back on Sirius Satellite Radio, Dan Patrick Channel 211 as well. Also around the world on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries. And we know the troops love their video games, and we know you'd much rather be at home playing them. So wherever you are across this planet, we certainly salute and support you. You allow us to do this frivolity and mirth, that is, to talk about video games on the radio. So thanks for keeping us and our allies safe. You stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. Other ways of listening to this show, you can go through the websites at sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. Any emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Cheat code requests as well, which we do at the end of each and every show. Also, you'll use that email to win the video game, a brand new one I give away every week at 40 after, so just over a half hour away from that. Also, SBNationLive.com as we stream through that Story Network's website as well. So lots of ways to listen to us. Also on your phone, a couple of apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app and iHeartRadio app. Search for Sports Byline. There we are, Video Game Review. And on your television, I'm not even done yet, on your TV sets, HBO, ESPN, boring. Go to CRN Digital Plus 2. That's right, the cable radio network channel 2. It's in 35 million homes. And listen to us through your television set. Very surreal experience. So the way this show works is I ask you, what have you been playing this weekend? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? You all are my unpaid correspondents because this is a collaborative effort. There's too many video games for me to talk about by myself. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. So we'll talk video games for the next hour. I love them. You love them. Can't live without them. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on VGR.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, the Video Game Review. That's what we call it. It's everything about video games. Life would only be half as good without them. I firmly believe that. That's probably why I host the show. And I go way back. I had Pong when it came out.
What are you, 80?
Not 80, but not a spring chicken in this business. So let's start off the show. Sometimes I have interviews, by the way, as I digress, and this show's wide open. It's all about y'alls and your calls. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 800-878-PLAY. Neophytes, welcome as well. Don't worry about it if you have a question that seems dumb. I don't know everything. Nobody does. If I throw out some acronyms, if I say MMORPG and FPS and NPCs, and you're like, what's that mean? Call me up. Won't bite your head off. Remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. There are stupid questions. Just, there's no dumb ones. 1-800-878-PLAY. So I start off the show, what have you been playing this weekend? And I made a commitment, I mentioned this last week, to get back into Fallout 76 because I love the Fallout world. And when I say world, I'm talking about going back to Fallout 3. And playing in the Washington, D.C. area, Fallout 4 in Boston, and Quincy and all that. And then now in, take me home, West Virginia, Fallout 76. And the thing that I hated about it was that it was a little bit glitchy. And other people were on the map. And that I was getting killed a couple times. And I couldn't build enough. And my limit was 600. And I couldn't. The progress was so slow. And I had just garbage weapons. Everything was melee. And so I put it away for, I don't know, 3 weeks at least. And I thought, no. I love being in there. I'm going to make it work. And it's funny because I finally have got up to level 15, which means I can start carrying some things other than machetes. You know, I've got a shotgun that I was able to trick out with a longer barrel. nothing to write home about. I did get a submachine gun, a double-barreled shotgun, and an assault rifle, but I can't use any of those yet because I'm not high enough level, which I hate. That has never happened before. So my best automatic gun is this automatic pipe rifle I got off a super mutant that I tricked out to give like 18 damage shooting 308s. And, you know, even on just a regular zombie, I have to put like a whole clip into them. It's a bit much. So still, you know, it's not like I have my spray and pray like I had last time in Fallout 4, at least not yet. There are a few things that are frustrating. When you get killed in this game by another person, and when you play it, it's much more personal and frustrating. This isn't like Call of Duty, kill, respawn, spawn, kill, 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 respawn, die, 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 respawn. No, because you put in a whole 3 hours, then someone kills you. It's just, it feels worse. And so I was on the map, and all of a sudden I see this other dude's house. And this other dude's house is pretty tricked out. I can tell he's very advanced. And so there's no one around. I go into his house. It's got a room with a pool table. It's got one room with all the accoutrement for chemistry and tricking out armor and weapons and such things. Then upstairs he has his bedroom. Well, all of a sudden when I'm in his house, super mutants run into the house. Like six of them. And it took everything I could to fight them off and survive. Kept going room to room, hiding, getting in a corner, getting them to come in. And then right at the very, very end, I still have my shotgun out. This guy runs in, his name's over his head. He's another player. And he has the most disgusting looking face I ever seen. It looks like one of those white, horrible meme laughing faces. And he's got this weird rifle, and he comes in and he just stares at me. I have the shotgun right in his face, and I so regret not shooting him. I so regret it, because the last two times I run into people, one of them immediately saw me and ran away. The other one gave me the thumbs up and followed me around. I talked about that last week. So he followed me around for 20 minutes. He wanted to be my best friend. And so I had to warp back to my camp just to lose the guy. So this guy, I'm holding the shotgun in his ugly face, but he's not doing anything. He's just standing there. So I leave. And as soon as I leave, I figure, okay, I'm in his house. I don't want any problem with this dude. He's much stronger than me. He doesn't want to fight. I got a shotgun in his face. As soon as I leave, there's a river outside his house, and these mire lurks come out of the river. So I'm fighting three of them, and my health is going down. All of a sudden, he runs up and shoots me, and I'm dead. And I was so mad. So I respawn, and I make a beeline back for that house. And now we're going to find out how really much more powerful he is than me, because I've got my frags. I've got everything ready. Got my shotgun. I know he has more firepower than me, but I got to go back and shoot this guy, this ugly, disgusting, gross guy. I go into his house. I look around every room. No one's around. And all of a sudden, very softly, the house disappears and I fall to the ground with a very soft landing, which told me that he turned off the game. And when he turned off the game, his house disappeared. And they have a contingency for people who do that, and that is, don't worry, you'll be fine. And I fell to the ground. So now I have like almost no chance to kill him again. So then I thought, well, maybe he quit because, you know, he's wanted for murder. This is what we've heard. And I've always heard that if you get shot out first and you don't do anything, it doesn't cause any damage. Now, that has happened to me twice, and it did cause damage, and I died. So I was talking to someone, and they said, no, what happened was when you were fighting the super mutants and throwing grenades, you were damaging his house. So he got an alert, his house is under attack. So he runs in, he sees all these dead super mutants, he looks at you, you're pointing a shotgun in his face, he doesn't know what's going on. Now you're wanted, me, I'm the one who's wanted because I've attacked someone's house. So now I'm on a bounty. So that's why he ran out and shot me, was so that he could get cash. So So how frustrating is that? But here's the thing. I like the fact, in a weird way, that there is that extra tension, because as I'm going around, it's not just about if I run into too many super mutants, which I did at one point. I mean, I was in this guy's mansion, and there were 20 super mutants, and they're all in the same room. I mean, I don't care. I mean, a Fallout 4, I can handle it. No, not even a chance right now. And two of them are holding nukes. There's that weird tension that there might be somebody with an ugly face that's going to shoot you. Somebody. Now, the other thing that's frustrating for me as well, as I'm looking around the map, by the way, I see people who are like 45th and 50th level, and I'm 15th, and I'm like, okay, so this server is wide open. They're not going to match everyone who's the same level. It's just random. They throw us all in together. But my lockpick skill is still 1, and I have not had an opportunity in the last 15 power-ups, level-ups, I should say, to make my lockpicking skills go up, because I have not gotten another card, and that card only has 1 star on it on your perk chart. So I can't tell you how many lockpick places I've been, and it says lockpick 3, you're only a 1. In the old games, it doesn't matter what level you were. Even if you stunk, they'd give you a try. You might break 10 bobby pins, but they give you a try. So you can't have these weapons that are cool until you're a higher level, and you can't pick locks until you're a higher level. And I have a problem with that. But as I said, I still love the Fallout world with all those problems, and this is not the best game, but I refuse to give up on it, and I kind of like it. What can I say? I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you listening, wherever you're listening in this great land of ours, or, okay, foreign lands. Just kidding. Love my peeps, wherever you are. Video games, doesn't matter what your heritage is, your culture, conservative, liberal, it doesn't matter. A video game brings us all together. All together to shoot each other online. No, I'm just playing. Let's talk about them. At 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, by the way, I'll let you know what new games are coming out this week. We'll also give away a brand new game with a very cursory, very easy question. And at the end of the show, if you have an older game and you'd like some cheat codes for them, send me a request at rick@sportsbyline.com in an email format, and we'll answer that at the end of the show. For now, I want to look into that email bag, I mean clicking on a screen. Email here comes from Jeff. Jeff writes in from Henderson, Nevada, and he said, Rick, do you think Insurgency Sandstorm will be coming to consoles? I heard it was last year, and now there's nothing. Thank you for the emails. Jeff, keep them coming, and all of you, rick@sportsbyline.com. Insurgency Sandstorm, a sequel, a great game, by the way. I had heard that as well, PS3, PS4, and Xbox One, and now I heard that's been delayed to the first half of this year now. And so the way I always look at these delays is that as much as we might not like them, that's much better than rushing out a buggy game, because we have all experienced a game or nine in our lives that was rushed. Why would you rush a game? Because you have a developer and then you have a publisher, and the developer is finding out that maybe some of the code is wrong, some of the patches don't work, there's a lot of dead spots, maybe there are a lot of spots where you literally will get stuck somewhere, there's not enough beta testing, and then the publisher will tell the developer, look, we told everyone this was going to be a, I don't know, pick a date, October 18th release. We have published many things. We went to A3. We went to CES. We bragged about it. What you got? And then all of a sudden, they say, it ain't ready. And they go, well, it better be ready, or you're going to be hearing from our lawyers. You know, that type of situation. Which is never, that's never any fun. Right? No, I don't think that's usually too much fun. So, that's why there are some times when you get these games, you might have a situation where it does get a little bit rushed. And we've been disappointed before. Believe me, there have been plenty of times where I have played a game like, you know, I couldn't wait for it to come out. And then a year goes by and another year goes by. I mean, look at the situation we have with Half-Life. When is Valve ever going to make a new one? Maybe never. I don't know. Maybe never. But I'll wait, because I want to make sure that this game works. Suffice to say. And Insurgency Sandstorm, if you don't know, is a fantastic game had on PC for FPS games, first-person shooter. They did what DICE does until Battlefield 5, apparently, where they mailed in the sounds. They really did. You have explosions and guns and a great arsenal that's available from day one. There's no HUD. Basically, it's almost one shot, one kill. They try to make it realistic as possible. You hear screams and moans of wounded and dying. It's pretty bad. But with that being said, I have been playing a lot of the Escape from Tarkov beta, which has been in beta, I don't know, forever, I guess. No mini maps. You don't know how many people are out there. You can, if you want to, join up and go on raids. But this is a game where you can get shot. There's like 8 different types of damage you can have on each limb. And out of nowhere, you know, you could play for like 3 hours and then just get shot and die and not even know where it came from. But I was going by these train tracks, and I was like, it was literally fish in a barrel. This guy opened up on me and hurt my leg, and I was out of painkillers. With the painkillers you take, you can kind of run on a damaged leg. Not good for athletes, by the way. But I basically limped across the map for the next 2 hours of the game. It's pretty realistic. And then the gist of that game, Escape from Tarkov, is you deal with these arms dealers. And not just really arms dealers. That's not right. It's more like black market people. Like, you can trade 2 box of matches maybe for a grenade. You know, if you go to these computers and you get a hard drive and a keyboard or a monitor or something, and then you can trade that in for cash. And it's mostly rubles. There is one guy that only deals with U.S. cash, so sometimes you have to make a deal a little bit less. And everybody pays a little more. You kind of figure out, you know, this guy will give you $70 for this. This guy will give you $200 for that. And then one guy who just deals in euros. And so I have like 3 million rubles. I have like 100 grand in U.S. cash, and I have 76 euros. So I'm very much lagging in that area. But this whole type of open field battling like this to try to make it more realistic, the first game in to me that really tried to do that was Arma, and really Arma 2. And we're talking about a game now that's 10 years old, Bohemia Studios or Bohemia Interactive, which actually is in Bohemia, of course, Czech Republic. And that, of course, you know, you would, I heard about Arma 2. I had to have it. It said, most realistic combat game. You might not fight a whole day. You might fight all the time. And there are so many factions. You have the United States Marine Corps. You have the Russians. You have the Chernorussians. That's this fictional place you were in. You have the Chernorussian communists. You have the national party of the Chernorussians. And then you just have a citizens' militia. So you had all those factions. You had 11 distinct districts that you were in. 80 realistic weapons, nothing futuristic. 130 vehicle variants. And that was everything from cars and bicycles to aircraft and tanks. But the thing about this game was that it featured 225 square miles. Well, I should say square kilometers, if I'm being correct. 225 square clicks. And they were based on actual satellite photos of northern Bohemia in the Czech Republic. And so, I mean, what more could you want, right? That would just be the coolest thing you could ever have. And these characters, they were all American guys. You know, there was 8-Ball. He was a sergeant. There was Coops. They're almost all sergeants. Robo, Ice Cold. One guy was named O'Hara, so he went by Scarlet O'Hara. He was a Navy corpsman. They had some cool guys in there. But the thing is, every time I played Arma, and you could have some AI forces with you, almost like a SOCOM game. When I played Arma 2, and every time, and I mean every time, I never, ever, ever saw an enemy. I never knew how many people were playing. And so 225 square kilometers, and I told this story once before, but I walked to an airport, and it was really just a landing strip, and it had one control tower. So I go in there just to see, and you get so bored because you know you're not going to run into anyone. You feel like you're just playing on an empty map. And I went to the top of the control tower. And I'm looking around, and lo and behold, I see a Jeep. Now, NPCs, bots, AI, they can't drive vehicles. I see a Jeep, and it's coming towards the airport. and it had its headlights on. It was night, and the light was turned on. I had the light turned on in the top of the conning tower. So all I could think of was, okay, he saw me, and if he didn't, he at least sees the lights on, and he probably is fired up that now he can fight somebody. So what I did at that point, thinking he was taking a beeline towards me, I heard the Jeep come. I basically just sat. There was like a little hatch to the top, to the air traffic control. So I sat and I just pointed my gun. I had an assault rifle and I just pointed it at the hatch. And I thought any second it was going to go boop, it was going to open up and I was going to light this fool up. And I sat there for, it was over 10 minutes. And I thought, I played enough games in my life to know that the second I get up and try and look out the tower to see if the Jeep's still there, that'll be the moment when he comes up and not only kills me, but puts a K-bar in my ribs. You know, I'm going to get knifed or I'm going to get a war axe in my head. So I sat there. And then finally I opened the hatch. I went down. That guy was nowhere around. The Jeep was nowhere around. Apparently the Jeep went into the airport and it just kept driving. Either he had a mission somewhere else, he wasn't interested, or maybe he saw the light and thought, yikes, that's a dude, I better skedaddle. So I can tell you, with the great joy that Escape from Tarkov and Insurgency Sandstorm are much, much more like traditional FPS games, and they're not 225 square kilometers of nothingness. Come on back. We'll give a game away on the video game review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, around the world, American Forces Radio Network. Time to give away a game. It's 40 after. Also, we'll let you know what's coming up new this week as well. As we start to get a little bit more, people start coming back from the holidays, start working, start getting them games out there again. The game I'm giving away now, Darksiders 3. Darksiders 3 for the PS4, Xbox One, and the PC. I have it here for the PS4. It's gotten very good reviews. It's a one-player action game from Gunfire Games. It's published by THQ Nordic. And the Darksiders series is a game that where, you know, some people thought, oh, it's kind of like Zelda, Diablo, God of War, and Metroid all put together. What? What did you just say? The thing is, and I understand what they're talking about there. You know, some people say even like Castlevania, kind of whippy as well. But this game follows the character named Fury, who is the most angry member of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Fury is a she, Samus Aran. And she's on a mission from the Charred Council to track down the seven deadly sins who escaped imprisonment when the world went to hell. So unlike War and Death from the first two games, she's not concerned with what brought about the apocalypse. At least we don't think so. Another big change for Darksiders 3 is that it's just way too big. Well, I don't say too big, it's just huge. And there are puzzles in the game as well. I'm not I'd rather do puzzles than fight bosses, you know, like Bloodborne every 5 minutes, that type of thing. But great visuals in this game. It always has a great score as well, and the combat is always makes the game very replayable as well. Creepy stuff, gross stuff. My question is, and the answer is send to rick@sportsbyline.com. Darksiders 3, what would be a good name for the sequel? Darksiders 4 is a good suggestion.
You just gave it away.
I did. What would you say? I don't know, maybe you can come with something more creative. What would you say would be a good answer to that? And send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. I want to report that Nick, who emailed me with the answer for Diablo, what it meant in Spanish, he just missed it. So, Nick, good try, but I will give it to the third person who answers correctly.
Can I send in an answer three times?
You can try and see if can I send in three different email addresses? I don't know. You can try. Darksiders 3, what would be the name of the sequel? I have it here for the PS4, also available on Xbox One and PC. Just let me know what would be a good name of the sequel, rick@sportsbyline.com. Developed by Gunfire Games, published by THQ Nordic, a one-player action game. Rated M for mature, so you can't be Pee Wee Herman. You have to be mature. You have to be mature if you want this game. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to the new releases here in a second, and there are actually some games coming out. As I said, people are back at work. One of them is Onimusha Warlords, And you'd say, well, Rick, Onimusha Warlords is a game that is almost 20 years old. It was on the PS2. And I would say, you're correct, but I left out one thing, and that is this is Onimusha Warlords HD. And this was the first entry into the Onimusha series, and it came out in 2001. And now you could say, what about Genma Onimusha? Genma Onimusha actually came a year later, and that was an Xbox exclusive. Remember, back then, there weren't too many games that were cross-platform. It used to be, I remember when I had my Xbox 360, it was the only way you could play Bioshock. And I thought, oh my gosh. And to me, the original Bioshock is way better than the two sequels. And I was telling my friends, oh my gosh, this game's so great. It's so scary. And he's like, oh, I feel like getting an Xbox 360 just so I can play it. And then they said, oh, okay, we'll make one for the PS2. But that was months and months after. So this is one of those Sengoku period games, and it focuses, of course, on samurai. And the game also has some puzzles as well. And you begin with your standard katana, and then you can get some ranged weapons as well. But the reception of this game when it came out was so huge in Japan, it went platinum in a month. Platinum in a month. And platinum, by the way, a million copies just in Japan. And so when the PS2 version came out, and that was sort of like, hey, now you can play it on the PS2, that was because it was Japan first. But after 5 years, they said that it had earned $30 million. In the United States. Funny thing is, I did a little check on when Next Gen used to do these rankings, and they said it was the 75th highest game of all time. And I thought, oh my gosh. So here's a game that has made almost $2 million, and it's only 75th on the list. This is why when people tell you that the motion picture industry does not make as much money as the video game industry, you see things like that, and then you can understand that. So, Onimusha 2, that was Samurai's Destiny. Onimusha 3, Demon Siege. Those were, they kind of wrapped up what was a trilogy. And then Capcom came out with Onimusha Dawn of Dreams because everyone's like, ah, we need more. And then Onimusha Tactics and Onimusha Blade Warriors. And you might remember it was a bug inside Blade Warriors that inspired Hideki Kamiya to make the game Devil May Cry. So this game, it goes way back. And now we're going to get it in HD. And I'm, you know, as I said, I'm not one of these guys. And I love the fact that Capcom is doing this. But I'm not one of these guys that has to have it now. I have seen that sometimes when games get put into HD, it is a really pretty thing. But if I already have a game, I am not rich enough to buy it again, a little bit pimped up. I did that before, back when there were a couple games on Super Nintendo, especially some Mario games, that, hey, you remember that in 8-bit? Check it out in 16-bits. And I was like, oh, I love that game. I have to have it. It's better now. It looks better. But what this game is for is that there is literally just about a generation of gamers that never played Onimusha Warlords, because as I said, it came out 18 years ago. The original, anyway. So this is the time for somebody to jump in. By the way, I did see, just as another aside to Fallout 76, that it's $39 now, and they're pushing the centennial version, the tricentennial version, I should say, with all the DLC. I wish I had gotten that when it came out. So, yeah, and people giving it reviews like sixes. To me, giving a Fallout 76 a review like 6, what it says is it just says, well, the game is buggy and it's no fun anymore. There is fun to it. And by the way, I'll add this in. The game did crash right when I was making a sale. And sometimes, since there's no save feature, you have to exit out of the game officially, and then it's supposed to save everything automatically. The last time I did that, it didn't save and everything, which made me mad. But I was doing a transaction. This was yesterday, and the game went out. We are sending an error message. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I signed back on. And I was right in the same place, and it had counted all of my transactions. And had it not, I might have broken the disc over my knee. All right. Let's get to the new releases this week. As I mentioned, Onimusha Warlords HD. This will be out Tuesday. It'll be on the PS4, the Xbox One, the PC, and the Nintendo Switch. We also have The Walking Dead, the final season, Episode 3, Broken Toys. Telltale Games' grim and gripping take on The Walking Dead comes to a close in the final season of this graphic game. PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Nintendo Switch as well. A game called Vane, V-A-N-E. It is an open-world adventure game based on mystery and exploration that is on the PlayStation 4. The Grand Tour game. This is looks like some Top Gear guys. And this is on the PS4 and the Xbox One. We also have Y2K, or some people called it Yik, because it's Y-I-I-K. I call it Y2K, a postmodern RPG. Y2K is a colorful 3D RPG set in the 1990s about eight strangers and a mysterious woman who vanishes inside an elevator. Macintosh, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, personal computer. Blaster Master. That is, you can get online from the Nintendo Switch. You've fallen down a manhole into a world of creatures so terrifying they'd scare the rats away. That's what it says for that. Smoke and Sacrifice. This is on the PS4 and the Xbox One, XBLA, and PSN. In Smoke and Sacrifice, players assume the role of Sachi, a young mother on a quest to discover the fate of her child. On the Nintendo Switch, hashtag Kill All Zombies, third-person action shooter by Beat Shapers. Hell Warders, two different words. Hell Warders, face demonic armies with your friends and build deadly defenses, or find epic weapons to fend off the invasion. They wrote to me, fend of the invasion. I think they meant off. That's on the Xbox One, Hell Warders. It's on the Nintendo Switch and the PS4 as well. A few more games here. Octahedron Transfixed Edition on the Switch, a psychedelic vertical rhythm-synced action game about creating your own platforms. No More Heroes, Travis Strikes Again on the Nintendo Switch. Travis Touchdown returns in this follow-up to the action-packed No More Heroes game. And then finally, on the PlayStation 4, Ace Combat 7 Skies Unknown, putting gamers in the cockpit of the most advanced warplanes ever developed. Ace Combat 7 delivers the fiercest air combat ever. And that is actually going to be a Friday release next week. That's what's coming out. That's what's new. When we come back, we'll check on a cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll see you in a second.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. We'll get you back to your sports talk here on Sports Byline and SB Nation and the Dan Patrick 211 on Sirius XM here in just a second. Rick Tittle with you. It's the end of the show, so send the requests in for games, older games and their cheat codes, just giving respect to some of these games people still playing. Rick at SportsByline.com is where Kenny has written. Kenny says, Rick, do you remember Blazing Angels on the Xbox? Have any codes? Thank you. Smiley face. Well, Kenny, yes, the original Xbox, Blazing Angels Squadrons of World War II was the subtitle. Let me tell you how to get all missions, medals, and planes. At the main menu, hold left trigger and right trigger together, then press X, white, black, YY, black, white, X. Once again, hold the triggers together and then press X, white, black, YY, black, white, X. And after you get that, this is what you're going to need, God mode. Who wouldn't want that? You pause the game at any point. If you don't get this, it's okay. You can write me and I'll tell you again. It might not make for good radio, but pause the game at any point. Hold left trigger and press X, YY, X. Release that trigger. Now hold right trigger and press Y, X, X, Y. You can re-enter the code to disable it. One more time, pause the game to get to God mode and hold the left trigger and press X, Y, Y, X. Release left trigger. Hold right trigger and press Y, X, X, Y. And you are in charge and living large in that game. So people ask me, why do you give out cheat codes for older games? The new games, I think they're pretty ubiquitous. You can find those codes. And also, there are some people out there, that's the newest game they have. Maybe because they're poor, they're lazy, or whatever. I don't care. I love old games. Just because somebody's playing an old game doesn't mean they ain't cool. Come on now, get back. We'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.